You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 22 to 27. 1 Kings chapter 14, 22 to 27. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the sheets of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shield, and committed them unto the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. If you notice in this scripture that the children of Israel, like they usually would do, went into adultery, idolatry, abominations, and sinful practices. And that was why Egypt was able to come. But I want us to see the focus here, what Egypt did to them. He says he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, the treasures of the king's house. He took everything away. Now, look at it, that verse 26 says, and he took away all the sheets of gold which Solomon had made. But in their replacement, King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields. Now, shield of gold to bronze. That's what had happened. In other words, the standard had changed. The standard had fallen. One of the tricks of the enemy is to change the standard. You see, they still think they have shields. It looks as if they have shields. If you go to the store, you will see shield there. But they are made of bronze. They are not made of gold. The standard had changed. The quality has changed. That's what the devil is doing today. Change the standard. Change the quality. Reduce it. So today people do no longer know what it means to follow Jesus Christ. We have a populist approach to Christianity, where everybody today say they are born again, where everybody say they are Christians. Everybody is going to church. Everybody is involved in church activities. But sadly, only very few people are following Jesus. And only very few people are going to be raptured. By the time the trumpet will sound, only very few people are going to go with Jesus. Because the standard has not changed with God. The standard has only changed with man. My brothers and sisters, the standard is still that if any man will follow me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow him. If you want to follow Jesus, you must deny yourself. This gospel that does not break your self-will, this gospel that makes you to still live the way you think you want to live, is not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may have fallen a victim of this change of standard. Because of disobedience, Egypt came and took away all the treasures and the shield. He took away the shield of gold. And they had to now go and make a replacement. Something that looks like it, but it's not it. Today, that is what we are doing. Something that looks like Christianity, and it is not. And I beg you, I'm warning everybody. Check what you are doing. Is it the Christianity of the scriptures? Otherwise, you are wasting your life. You are risking your eternity. If there's something you can't leave to chance, it is what will happen to you in eternity. You must get it right here. And you are not the custodian of your own life. Nobody knows when the switch is going to be switched off for our heart, and it will stop beating. Before that time comes, ensure that you are truly in Christ Jesus. There is a false Christianity that is out there today, you know, that is not of Christ. They have various varieties of it and versions. But there are some that they even think they are called Christians, but they are still fake Christians. That worship building that they call church. Did you know that that building is idolatry? That you are calling church? That you think if you don't go there, you have not worshiped God? That is not Christianity. We worship God in spirit and in truth. We meet in buildings, but that building is not church. That's why men are building buildings. They are not building the church of Christ. That are people, human beings. You really need to be sure that what you are doing is the original. Did you know that you can have fake currency and be happy that you have money? It is when you want to spend. It is when you want to get something of value that you now realize what you carry in your hand was nothing. But you may be rejoicing saying, I have $100,000. Only to realize that it is fake. Before it is too late, please check. This strategy, Satan has been using it since the days of the children of Israel. Changing standard. Changing weapons of warfare that are mighty through Christ to human philosophy, human ideas. A lot of the gospel that I'm hearing today, they are very strange to the scriptures. Where do they hear ancestral spirit? Generational causes. Your enemy must die. And shifting you to new financial level. Brethren, that is not the gospel of Christ. That is not the message of the Bible. That's what many people have believed. That's why you are doing it. And you are living in obedience. Many of you, a lot of issues the Lord has pointed out to you, you must repent. You have refused to repent. Because you go to places where your conscience is not troubled. Where you no longer hear the word of God. All you are hearing is nuggets. All you are hearing are motivational talks. Not the gospel of Christ. The only thing that saves is the gospel of Jesus. The Bible said Jesus came preaching the gospel and saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's how Jesus preached it. He said, repent. You can't experience the kingdom of God without repentance. That gospel today that tolerate your rebellion, that tolerate your disobedience, is not the gospel of God. It's a substitute from the enemy. I want you today, check and examine and be sure that the gospel that you truly believe is the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.